Ooh, garlic, y'all. Garlic hummus.
She is becoming her own Martha Stewart. So
you listened to some podcasts right before we leave.
Oh, yes.
I didn't give you any assignments.
Yes, you did.
Actually found them.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you told me to listen to Big Fatty.
Uh-huh.
And then I listened to... Oh, I need to say hi to Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Ooh, Big Fatty,
y'all.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1703 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of August 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend and some big news. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, shoppers. Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, you are shoppers today because Big Fatty's got big news about some shopping he did over the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, we're all waiting with bated breath. We'll get to that when we start talking about the weekend, y'all. Here it is already, the first full week of August. Y'all can't believe it. Just cannot believe it. Y'all, in fact, there was something I was going to look up before I began the little show. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. It's true, I'm not. Y'all, here, I'm gonna ask Siri a question here. Let's just see how this works. What month were most people in the United States born in?
Let me check on that. Okay, I found this on the web.
Big Fatty, it's not going to talk to you. A surprising fact about births in the United States. In which month? The summer has been the top season for births in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Big Fatty! And August often wins the title as the month during which the most babies are born. Big Fatty! Let's just see here. Y'all, it does look like August is the big winner. Big Fatty. So y'all, and I'm looking at the mock and calendar, and y'all, it appears there's a lot of fucking that goes on in November. Big Fatty. But cause there's lots of celebrations of exiting the birth canal during this month. Y'all, there's not any today. Big Fatty, then why didn't you bring it up? Well, you know, it's just one of those things that I was thinking about. So, you know, when y'all, I'm telling you, when the older you get, as soon as you think of something, say it. Think it, then say it. And so y'all, you just gotta do it that way, or you'll forget. Yes, Big Fatty, that's the ravages of age. It's true. Yes.
Once again, Dawn Tay here. Good news for those of you that have not made your Vegas hotel reservations. Visit pride48.com before the 18th of August to secure your hotel at our special rate. See you there. Pride48.com.
Big Fatty, that sounded mechanical. It was mechanical. That's Dante from over there at the Pride48 chat room. Y'all, he's always making Big Fatty a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, Dante is helping out that turnip head. Y'all, the turnip head has taken over the scheduling of, I don't know if he's doing the scheduling of the little shows, but when the little shows are not, I don't really know what the fuck he's doing. But anyway, y'all, he is setting it up over there so that there's new music. Y'all, I was listening to some of the music. Y'all, is Mexican music on there. They're singing in French and everything. And In fact, I think one of them was singing the Frère Jacques Benny. Of course, it's something to do with a Jacques. You know, he likes to go over there to that Jacques Strap Central. Poodle it does one of the commercials. Like, yes, oh dear Gussie, it's lovely. I heard myself, Big Fatty. I'm a celebrity. It's true, you are a celebrity. But y'all go over there and just listen to some of the music and the interstitials over there, and you might just hear Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty, go over there now instead of listening to the BFO. Well, maybe not instead of listening. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, it was a busy weekend for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, it was. Y'all, going back to Thursday night, we'll just recap the Big Brother app. And they sent that Amber. They sent Amber home, and just as Big Fatty had predicted. And wasn't so sorry. Y'all, she didn't hug a single person. And she basically said that Caleb was just batshit crazy. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, they were doing the head of household competition. Y'all, they didn't have time to finish it. And so Big Fatty's been watching the feeds all weekend long. And I know, I already know who's won it and who was on the Battle of the Block and all that good stuff. But y'all, we'll just let y'all, we won't spoil it for you. Big Fatty, by the time they hear this, they'll know too. Well, anyway. After the Big Brother, Friday in the coal mine, y'all, Larry Clyde was had the day off, but old Veda. Old Veda was back from Kansas City or outside of Kansas City or somewhere. I don't know. Y'all, he was talking about some kind of barbecue, a place where they would burn your end. Ready? That sounds vulgar. No, it's delicious from what I understand. So Veda and I kind of caught up on things, and y'all, I had asked him about the micro hoist here in the Fat Cave. The Yeti micro hoist has stopped working. But y'all, I went online to the www, and they say that the micro hoist has a 2-year warranty. And y'all, I bought the micro hoist on the 29th of August in 2012. So y'all, I'm gonna give them a call later today and say no, the micro hoist has stopped working. And then I ran some ideas by old Veda about the new computer, and I know there are several of you that are waiting to hear the outcome, because you know this was the tax-free weekend here in South Kakalaki, and y'all, I'm pleased to make the announcement now of Big Fatty's decision on the new computer. Yes, Big Fatty, let's do it. Y'all, my decision is I'm going to keep the old computer. Be ready, how anticlimactic. But y'all, the old computer, it's slowing down a little bit, but Veda says that there are some things that we can do to make it go a little faster. But y'all, the size of my computer is bigger than the ones I was thinking about buying. And it has, it's not like the screen is going out or anything like that. I mean, it's all working. It's just a little bit slower than it has been. And y'all, I think if I can get another year out of it, I'll be just fine. Plus, y'all, I really need to to save some duckies for a very important something that may be coming up in the next few months. So, y'all, I've just decided I'm just going to wait. There's that. After work on a Friday, y'all, I went to the Kohl's because, y'all, I had the Kohl's coupon. And, y'all, I just shopped around. And, y'all, I didn't. And my mother had said that she wanted some new highball glasses. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. So I went out there. I found some online that I really liked that the Kohl's online had, but they didn't have them in the store. I was looking at different things and all, and y'all, nothing just struck me. So I walked out empty-handed, and y'all, then I went by the new bar space, and y'all, my favorite little bartender was in there working on Friday night, and y'all, we just had a lovely time in there. Y'all, there may have been a little bit of inappropriate touching, even. Big Fatty, please, we don't need details. Well, y'all, I wouldn't say it was it would rate as a gentleman caller experience, but y'all, it was as close as you can get without humpity bumpity. Big Fatty! Y'all came on home for Friday night, and then on Saturday, y'all, we had some red rain. We had red rain in the Charleston area over the weekend, and y'all, the lightning and thunder woke me up during the night on Friday night and Saturday night, as far as that's concerned. And y'all, we just had storms. But y'all, it kept it nice and cool here. You may notice that I don't have the air conditioner running as I'm recording this today, because y'all, it's nice and cool. But you know, the older you get, the more ice water runs through your veins. So I'm sure if most of you walked in here right now, you'd go, Big Fatty, it's hot in here. But Big Fatty's quite comfortable. Of course, I am podcasting with pants off. Big Fatty, that's a given. Then on Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? Y'all, I just kind of caught up on some shows on the TV machine, and y'all, I figured out how, the number one fan of the BFO, that Bill in St. Louis, had given Big Fatty one of the Apple Snack TV machines to hook up, and y'all, I figured out how to watch a program that I had on my computer and watch it on the TV machine. And y'all, so I watched the Big Run, Northern Mexico on the big screen. And y'all, I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed at how all this stuff works together. It's just lovely. So that was wonderful to be able to figure that out. Y'all, Big Fatty, you're so technological. It's true. Oh, I know what else I did for Friday night, y'all. I listened to that the Faye Driver Carport a little show, and y'all, they had that Brian from the Game Night Gals on there. Y'all, he's gotten himself a new car. He must have gotten it for his celebration of exiting the birth canal, because y'all, that's coming up this coming Sunday during the super moon. It's the biggest super moon of 2014, yes, and let's see what else. Of course, Saturday night, I told Granny, I said, Granny, you decide where you want to go Saturday night. And he says, well, let's go to the Connections in the old building. So y'all, we went back to the Connections, and y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you though, they play the music so damn loud in there that it's hard to have a conversation. And y'all, I can understand that if it's after 11 o'clock and people are in there, shaking their booty. But y'all, it's everybody kind of left the bar and went outside to the patio bar. Evidently, they thought it was to smoke, but y'all, I think they just wanted to have a conversation. But anyway, Granny and I had a lovely time, and then came home, and then Sunday, y'all, it's kind of been a slothy day. Oh, y'all, I made Italian spaghetti, Mussolini spaghetti Saturday night, and old Vader came by. Before I went out to the connections, and y'all, he has told me that he thinks my analysis was correct, that it is the microhoist that is all messed up, and that's why the microhoist isn't working. It's nothing Big Fatty's done with the computer. You know, if had it been something with the computer, I probably would have gotten a new computer. And y'all, he also helped me understand y'all that I fucked up the recording of I guess it was for right Days little show, y'all. It wasn't coming through the blue snowflake. It was coming through the computer microhoist, so it sounded like shit. Big Fatty, that's every day. Well, I know. Well, this was especially bad on Friday. And y'all on the way to the old group, I went by the P.O. box. Make a wish. So y'all, I went by there, and there was a cat and a key. There was a key there, too. And y'all, the cat is from Miss Macon. Y'all, she is on holiday this week. And y'all, it says, do not open until your birthday. And so, y'all, I can't open that. And y'all, then the box, the key opened, and there was a box in there. And it says, it's a gift for you, Big Fatty. So, y'all, I'll just have to wait. I'll just have to wait till next Sunday to open those. So you'll have to wait until next Monday's little show to find out, just like Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, because you don't open things early. It's true, I don't. One of the other things I did on Saturday is I had a 20% off coupon, and then I had a $10 off the home store and a $10 celebration of exiting the birth canal coupon from the Kohl's. So, y'all, I ordered those glasses for my mother for her Christmas present. I ordered them online, and y'all, then I ordered I needed a new pair of shoes, so I got those. Y'all, there were a couple of shirts that were on sale, so I picked up a couple of those. And y'all, I saved quite a bit. I think I saved you know, they always tell you, you know, you save $235 and you spend $100, so it was something like that. Y'all, it was lovely. But anyway, and y'all, then I went over to the Nasty Pig website because they had asked me to do a survey, and if you did the survey, you'd get 20% off your order. And y'all, if you're wanting to order something from the Nasty Pig before next Sunday, y'all, you can use the code NPSURVEY. Oh, dear Gussie, NP Survey 2014, and get 20% off your order. Big Fatty, is there something on your wish list from that? Oh, well, we don't need to mention that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. And y'all, as soon as I finish recording this, Granny and I are going to go out and get us a little bite to eat. I don't know where we're going to go. You know, we always have to go someplace where they don't... use a lot of seasoning or anything, and where the food is soft, because you know his teeth he had problems with his dentures falling out. And y'all, you know, if it's too spicy, you know, the rest of the evening, all you hear from Granny is
ooh, Big Fatty, y'all.
Oh, Big Fatty. Fatty, it's just vulgar when he belches.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.